Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. ESO is a moment to remind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to Winning Every Day Podcast, your daily boost of faith, hope, and encouragement. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. It's always a blessing to start the day together in God's presence. Our topic for today is "The Lord is my shepherd," and our Bible text is taken from the timeless Psalm 23, verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What a powerful assurance. Before we dive deep, let me take you back to the story of David. Many of us know him as the giant slayer, the mighty king, and the man after God's heart. But long before the throne, David was a shepherd boy in the fields of Bethlehem. Day and night, he watched over his father's sheep, guiding them to still waters, protecting them from lions and bears, making sure they lacked nothing. It was out of that very experience that David wrote Psalm 23. He understood deeply that the same way he cared for his sheep, God, our Heavenly Father, cares for us, guides us, and provides for us. Isn't that amazing? Friends, think about it. If the Lord is your shepherd, what does that mean for your life? It means you are not wandering alone. You are not without guidance. You are not without provision. Jesus himself said in John chapter 10, verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Wow, that means he loves you so much. He gave his very life just to secure your safety, your salvation, and future. Let me ask this morning, do you sometimes feel lost? Like, don't reach out. Here's the encouragement. Your shepherd knows the way. Proverbs 3 verse 6 reminds us, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Do you sometimes feel like your needs are overwhelming, like you're running out of resources? Remember, your shepherd says, "You shall not want." God is faithful to supply every need according to his riches in glory. Philippians 4 verse 19. You sometimes feel untempted, like the battles of life are too fierce for you. Take heart, your shepherd for you. David says, "Even I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, you are with me." So here's my question. Will you trust shepherd? Will you allow him to guide your steps, fears, and bide for your need? Come in before you have been trying to handle all by yourself. Today, the shepherd is saying, "Let me lead." Today, surrender your worries, your decision, and even your plans to God. Just as sheep follow the shepherd's voice, choose to follow voice today. In your workplace, in your home, in your studies, in your relationships. As you go today, say this with me: "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. His goodness and mercy follow me today. I walk in peace, I walk in confidence, and I walk in victory because he is with me." Let's pray. Father, thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for leading, for providing, and for protecting us. I pray for everyone listening right now, Lord, guide their steps today. Let them not stumble. Supply their needs. Calm every storm in their hearts, and let them walk in the assurance that you are with them. We commit this day into your hands, and we declare it shall be blessed and fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, go into today knowing this: you are not alone. The shepherd is with you. You shall not want. And if this devotional has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a loved one. Be the reason someone else is uplifted today. Until next time, keep winning every day. Thank you.
in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know, it's true.
Three times the Son of God, one child.
He died 2,000. But 3 days later, to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
More manifestation. Say another tech right to info@isitmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.